Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Well, sometimes, so good. Yes, you're good.
Why some, are you?
Sometimes I'm just not.
It you do always look says, a bit flat and tired.
Well, it just always says we're about to go off, and sometimes I'm not quite ready to go off.
At some point during the show, you normally do.
I will, yes.
You've got to keep
but
people guessing.
I can't be ready about... to go.
Oh, ooh. My God, I'm back.
God, yeah, it's Timmy. A lot for 3 o'clock pickup, isn't it? Kids, get in the car!
Get in the car!
We're driving till we run out of gas!
What do you got for us?
Well, I think you know I'm going to talk about this on air. So people know you as a lot of things. They know you as a chopper pilot now, you know, plane pilot. Sorry, trainee chopper pilot.
Yes.
I don't know why I was pumping you up so much.
A apprentice of the sky.
Yes, a comedian.
Thank you.
Lover of Timmy Trumpet.
Lover of Timmy Trumpet. A model at some point. Just a cool dude.
Thank you. Play the song, Jesse.
I've discovered something about you that not only has brought me so much joy, but I think is going to bring everybody else so much.
I just don't think.
And we're going to talk about it next because it's made me. I don't know why it's made me laugh a lot, but it's the opposite of how you present yourself.
I don't think it's.
It's so cute.
I don't think
it's made me love you even more.
Oh,
it is
mate,
so.
That's the worst.
I know it's
that's the worst
so
thing.
Vulnerable, but it's so fun, and we're going to talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Let's go around the room and describe Tommy. EP Sonder. How would you describe Tommy Little?
Incredibly sexy.
Oh, my God.
Annabelle, producer Bell. And you don't have to say the same thing, but just if you would tell.
When I think of Tommy, I think of him as a bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eli.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool bachelor. Jesse, do you want to go?
Sonder stole mine.
This feels like a really big setup for a cut down.
Why would you think that?
Because you don't do this. You don't do just. Okay, then let's just do the nice words and let's play a song.
No. That wouldn't make a break. Okay. So everybody thinks that you are this cool dude who flies around and flies planes.
Cool dude.
You wouldn't say those words because you're cool.
What a cool dude.
A very uncool person like me would say you're a cool dude.
I don't agree with any of this, Gary.
So the other day I saw you do something after the project. You sat down, you were about to go off to a gig and you had to get changed.
Yeah.
And you sat down on the couch outside where we all gather around the green room and you had to change your shoes.
Yeah, I did.
Put on your good shoes for going out. And
my corporate gigging shoes.
I watched you swap out your orthotics from the pair you had been wearing into your nighttime pair of shoes.
Yeah, well, I need to wear orthotics for my feet rolling.
In that moment, I can't unsee it. And in that moment, I wish everybody could see it because it was honestly, it took me back to like me at 13 where you had to put the one pair of orthotics into all the different shoes you had. And I thought any of the facade that you present to the world in that moment just came tumbling down and Tommy Little just had to put his orthotics. Like you could have gone out with one night without your orthotics on. No, you didn't though.
Why would I?
Why would I?
It's bad for my feet, for my knees. And I spent years, I think I first got orthotics when I was about 9. And I've spent years when I go to try on shoes at a shoe store trying to distract the attendant for a moment while I slip the orthotics into the pair of shoes I'm trying on. So I'm like, oh, do you have those Nikes over there? And then when they look over there, I'm like quickly trying to shuffle orthotics.
Because they're a little half orthotic too. They're not even a full one.
No, they're not.
They were itty bitty one.
They were a full one, but then the full bit kind of wore out.
Right. How long have you had them?
I've had the ones I've got. We'll strap in, everybody. The ones I've got at the moment, I've had since my feet stopped growing, so since I was like 17.
Oh my God.
This is not a hard bit of plastic.
You can't commit to a woman, yet you can commit to the same pair of orthotics for 20 years.
Yes. Do you know why I can move on from women like that? Because I'm sure-footed enough to know that wherever I go next, I'm going to get there on 2 feet with knees and ankles intact.
I can't believe you've been wearing the same pair of orthotics for 20 years.
Yep.
How have you not lost them?
I don't lose stuff.
I guess they're always in your on your
yeah,
feet,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, they are. If someone's going to steal them off me, they've got to do
so
a pretty
nifty trick. So what would happen to
you
if you didn't wear your orthotics? I stopped wearing mine years ago.
I think I would die.
Would you get sore? You'd get, and as you're getting older, you get sore ankles and sore knees.
My
yeah,
knees
they will play
crack,
up.
My ankles
maybe,
would break.
My hips play up. Maybe I need to put my orthotics back in.
Do you reckon to fix
God,
your
this
hips?
It's hot, isn't it?
I know. Cool. What do you think's wrong with the hips? Are they arthritic?
I think it's from all my years of doing ballet. I had them turned out for so long.
Do you reckon that's what it is?
Yeah, they're clicky. They click.
Do you reckon? So when you
I don't have arthritis,
but
I should have some more calcium though because bone issues run in the family.
So when you're getting down to it, are you kind of clicking along to the rhythm?
Click 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 click. That's
yeah.
the rhythm.
Yeah, click click. And the crowd, click 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 click. Don't click too fast. I haven't had enough calcium. They'll crush.
Don't try and distract everyone from imagining you and your orthotics.
You're right.
13, 10,
you're right,
60.
Clicky hips.
What's your hot little secret? What did people not know about you that is just, I mean, Tommy wears orthotics. Guys, you heard it here first. I've got clicky hips. You know, we are a hot pair. What's your hot little secret? Give us a call. 13, 10.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Be Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. And on 13, 10, 60, we're talking some sexy secrets.
Yeah, forget everything you know about one Tommy Little. Tommy Little wears orthotics. And they are the same pair of orthotics that he has worn since he was, what?
17, I
17,
think. Yeah.
For 20 years. Uh-huh. He's been sliding his little half orthotic into every single different shoe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet.
I think it's quite cool.
No.
Don't you want a man to be
as
stable?
As a fellow orthotic once upon a time wearer, it was never cool.
But don't you want me to be stable on my feet?
Then
if
you
do you think knee pain's
I guess
cool,
I'm
Carrie?
Shocked that you wear orthotics if you think you are stable on your feet, says the guy who broke down in tears earlier in the week. You are the most unstable on your feet,
that's
man.
Not my
we know.
Feet, that's my emotions.
Yeah, but that's what you mean. Don't you want you to be stable on your feet?
If I had
or do you don't you don't mean emotionally?
If I could, no, I don't mean emotionally
you mean
at all.
Physically.
No, if I,
oh, I don't care if you've got dodgy knees or hips.
If I could have little emotional orthotics that meant I cried less, I would love them.
Darren. What's your hot little secret?
Well, I'm ringing to tell you to get stuffed, Carrie.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Are you a fellow orthotics wearer?
I've been wearing the same pair for 23 years.
Thank you, Darren. And, Darren, we discovered something in the song, and I thought maybe it's an elite athlete thing. Would you describe yourself as an elite athlete, Darren?
Absolutely. I'm an athlete. 39-year-old elite athlete.
Thank you. Me too. Me too. And, Darren, have your orthotics treated you well? And my second part of that question, are you used to haters like Carrie who are trying
to wear them. I'm not a hater. I just think it's good for you to show all sides of yourself, and that's not a side you've shown people.
So what do you want me
the
to do? When I meet people, I take out, just so you guys know, got a little plucky bad boy
no,
in this heel.
I think you should, you said before that you hide it from shopkeepers. I bet you don't, you've never shown a girlfriend before your orthotics. Maybe you need
I
to be a bit more vulnerable.
I haven't hidden my orthotics from my girlfriend.
Well,
but also that would mean taking my shoes off, and I do that never. Darren, have you encountered haters?
Yeah, the wife and kids think I'm a bit weird that I've still got them in the same, you know, the same. Yeah.
But do you swap them in and out, Darren, in your other shoes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. Darren, Carrie doesn't care for the well-being of our knees and ankles.
Exactly. It's rude.
Good on you, Darren. Thank you.
Thanks, Daz.
G'day, Aaron.
Yep. Hi.
Yep.
How are you, Aaron?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm daydreaming. All
right, Aaron.
How are you going? What's happening?
I'm actually a podiatrist, and I'm just sort of ringing to tell you that you really should get them reassessed. Your 17-year-old feet are not the same as your 37-year-old feet, nor are your 37-year-old hips and knees. And you're not a professional athlete. Most professional athletes would be getting them checked yearly. Mm-hmm. And it is quite important because they can be doing more damage in some cases, and they're definitely not contouring your feet the way they should be anymore.
Mm. Jesse, hang up on Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Don't you get defensive about your orthotics now.
I didn't. I was just tired.
Great advice, Aaron.
She's
gone. Should we book you in an appointment at the podiatrist?
No.
Oh, my God. I want the photo of you getting in. No. Going into the podiatrist.
I'm not going
to. From the pub to the podiatrist.
Bradley, Carrie's having too much fun here.
Well, this is going to be a bit of a weird one with a sexy kind of
a secret.
Have you got a hot little secret for us, Bradley?
Yeah, I enjoy watching movies and trying to get my feet to cramp up.
Oh my gosh. What? Hey, Bradley, I've got something for you. So my feet started cramping from swimming, from kicking off the wall at the end of the pool, right? Do you swim?
No, I don't. It's nothing to do with that, I don't think. I like sitting on the couch watching a movie, cramping my feet up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're having trouble getting your feet to cramp,
I'm aiding
and abetting.
No, I just think you're thinking it's something a lot deeper than...
Yeah, but I'm just trying to help him make his feet cramp. Anyway, Brad, take up swimming, enjoy the cramping, and
very weird. How do you make your foot cramp? Watch a movie and make your feet cramp?
Yeah, I think I'm into it.
You and your feet, people.
I've gone too far, haven't I? I'm one of them.
Ellie, what's your hot little secret?
Okay, so I'm going to share Tommy's deadliest secret. No, I'm only kidding. this is my secret about my husband. So 6 months ago, a little bit of a receding hairline sitting out on top. He stopped washing his hair. So no chemicals, no shampoos, no conditioner. Mm-hmm. Within 3 to 4 months, his hair is growing back. Thicker, lovely locks. And even the barber that he goes to is like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Stop washing your hair. Stop using chemicals.
So, Ellie, forget the orthotics. Ellie, just so I'm clear on this, are you saying that all those bald men out there just washed their hair too much?
Absolutely. You washed it away.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home, and Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Christmas. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices at Chemist Warehouse.
Who's the boss?
Me.
Hugo.
Oh.
Get Hugo Boss 100 mils, just $59.99. Or as my dad calls it, Ugo.
Ugo Boss.
Ugo Boss.
Yes. You could tell I'm not the boss too, because the way I said me, I went, me, me, me. Get into Chemist Warehouse and get your family delicious fragrances.
What's coming up? What?
What is coming up?
Why are we being weird? Why are you being weird? You're bringing it.
Coming up. Oh, no. I've got something so good for you. I've got something so good for you.
I thought you did. That's why I thought you'd want to tell people.
Oh, my God. It's really good. It involves something 18 foot long and something 5 foot long. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. For your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I can't hear that song now without thinking of you.
It's very confusing.
I'm never going to not dance again.
Yeah.
The more I hear it, I can get why you're confused.
Yes.
Us women.
Yeah.
Speaking riddles.
Oh, you're impossible. Bickers, one of your favourite things is, of course, snakes. We have your reaction to when we had snakes in the studio here.
Oh!
Alive.
Yeah. Yes. It sounds like you're being swallowed by a snake or something. Or you're trying to get your jaw open wide enough to swallow like a snake.
I wouldn't be able to. My locked jaw.
That's true. How wide can you get it?
Wide enough.
So if you were a snake, what's the biggest animal you could consume?
That's a good question. Like a mouse, maybe?
Not a rabbit? You can get a rabbit down? Yes.
No. I'm not able to get a rabbit down.
I would love you coming to work one day when you've got a rabbit-shaped lump in your throat. I got a rabbit, guys. Well, it's been a while since we've done this, so just let's go.
I feel like when we did this a few weeks ago, we ended up with a woman talking about a snake she left in her freezer and then it froze into her lasagna and then...
Oh, that was
true. But you remember how that story started with the woman who went for a walk in a jungle, her grandma went for a walk in a jungle in Thailand and then the family went, grandma's been out for a while on that walk and that snake has got an awfully big lump in its belly out there in the tree and grandma was inside the snake. Anyway... Nothing like that for this one. I want to talk to you about an 18-foot Burmese python, which is an introduced species into Florida over in the great US of A, Bickers. Now, 18 foot is quite long for a python, right?
How long are they normally? Okay, don't worry.
Is that like 6 meters?
Question without notice. Oh, wow. Oh, but don't six start, working in meters when we're talking in feet.
Oh, sorry.
Also, it's my gosh, I'm not.
Sorry,
you know, how long 6 meters is, right? It's 18 foot.
Is it? Yes. That's why I was like, don't start talking in feet. I know meters, but not feet.
Okay.
And how many rabbits actually, is that long?
Yeah,
feet
that's a lot
actually like what it would be if you put foot in front of foot.
That's interesting because they measure horses in hands, but I don't think they were actual hand size.
Hmm.
Yes. Very good stuff. Carrie and Tommy,
if you know the answer to any of those questions, 13, 10, 60, don't say no.
Okay.
People might know. Anyway, keep going.
I just think we've got 42 producers on this show. One of them can just.
Okay, but maybe I'd like to hear from one of our listeners. No, I want to hear from our listeners.
He's already got it. Sam, you've hit the wrong button.
We wrote it down in the chat.
No, I want to know about feet, not hand lengths.
We can't find that out. Sorry.
It's impossible. How would you ever? Anyway, they've seen this 18-foot Burmese python, and they've thought, geez, that is an awfully large lump in it, right? And they've killed it because of the threat to the local wildlife in Florida. They kill Burmese pythons over there.
But I thought it was, introduced species, right?
Yes, and they were scared that it was a big deer inside.
Oh, my God.
Guess what was in.
I thought you meant like a little rabbit. Deer.
A deer. Yeah, it's an 18-foot python. A rabbit's not going to. It's barely going to get down your throat, but it's not going to insatiate this beast.
Show me what's in it.
Have a guess.
Insatiate is such a great word. Mm. What's in there? What's in it? Is it an item? Is it living? Was it living?
Jesse, give her the clue.
A crocodile?
Actually, was incorrect. In the python. It's an alligator. Oh.
What's that? Is there a song that's got alligator? Show me a pic. I need to see a pic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a five-foot-long alligator. Yes.
Look at them trying to push it out.
And guess
and they
what?
Slice it open, and the crocodile's still whole.
Yeah.
They just go down.
Yes. They're not even venomous.
Oh,
I just don't understand how the alligators lost that fight.
Neither do I. It's so embarrassing.
Once, yeah.
Isn't it? But, just chomp.
Yeah. But maybe they constrict them, do they?
Oh.
18 foot is a lot of python to have around you. Trust me.
Oh, here we go. We've got someone that knows about foot measurements. Can I speak to Todd? Hey, Todd.
Hey, how are you, Carrie?
Yeah, very well. Are you calling about your feet?
I am calling about my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about whether the foot came from somebody's foot, but I know my foot is exactly a foot long.
That's
which
awesome.
Has always been really handy because I can measure boats and all sorts of other fun stuff.
That's Todd, that is excellent. Well done.
So maybe it must have come from that. Have you got the average size foot or are you big foot, Todd?
Well, it's a sort of size 12 UK, so on the large side.
Mm.
So I don't know that many people had my feet size 100 years ago. I do.
Why, well, feet gotten bigger?
Do you reckon? Yeah, we've gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we have. Hey, Todd, do you reckon it was the foot size of a king or something like that?
Well, it would have had to be about a 6'2" king if he was.
Yes. Okay. And you're saying that's unlikely.
I'm thinking maybe, yeah.
Okay, very good.
What a shame we can't just take Todd around everywhere with us.
Well, we could have got Todd involved with Snake Chat, but I feel like after that comment would have been inappropriate. 13, 10, 60. Are we going to do...
Snake Chat.
Have you had a run-in with a snake?
A run-in with a python even.
Yeah.
Oh, pythons are better than snakes.
The stories are snakes.
Yeah, but you know, like pythons big and long and thick.
Why are you excluding other types of snakes?
We always do snake chat. I want to do python chat.
But I want to hear about rattlesnakes and tiger snakes and red-bellied black snakes and garden snakes.
What's a garden snake?
I don't know. I ran out of snakes. Give us a call. 131060 Snake Chat.
Carrie and Tommy.
Be Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy a little. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we're going to be saying thank you or no thank you. But right now...
Yes, this is because a Burmese python was chopped open in Florida because it had a big old lump in its belly and they thought it might have eaten a local deer, but no, it ate an alligator.
It's enormous.
Yes.
The alligator is bigger than the python.
No, it's not.
The width of it. The python had to stretch its mouth around.
Yes, because it's been... cut open and filleted.
Filleted.
Yes. But they dislocate their jaws when they
Oh, do they?
Yes.
To eat it?
Yes, which I reckon could
what
work.
What a special gift.
Could work for your cooking jaw
my
as well.
My cooking jaw. Yes. All of it. No, but that's what happened to it.
Mm.
It dislocated and it got stuck open, remember?
Yes, but so you.
No,
you,
it got stuck shut. That's what was problematic.
That's even worse. Eat. Then yes, you've just got a full eat. Gator in front of you.
Yeah.
It's getting angrier and angrier.
And you just can't open.
Yes.
Justin, welcome to Snake Chat.
How you going, Kerry?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Great. Got the formalities out the way. What do you want to tell us about?
No, I was just interesting that Snake Chat came on because I'm a snake catcher. I've just been out catching snakes. So it's that time of year where snakes are out and about. So, yeah, I just sort of bring up and just let you know that snakes are definitely out and about and that's only going to get busier as it gets warmer sort of thing.
Yeah.
Justin,
it's
have
my
you...
my nervous time of the year.
How many times have you been bitten?
I've only been bitten once, and that was by a tiger snake, and that was in 2020.
Yeah.
And that was 4 days in intensive care.
Oh, my
so.
God.
Oh, my God.
What happened? How did it bite you? Where were you?
So I was actually doing a media interview, of all things. So they wanted to get a shot of the tiger snake on the lawn. It was a really hot day.
Oh, my God.
A stinking hot day. And the snake was sort of behaving a bit erratically. And as I went to lift it back in the bucket, it nailed me on the hand. So, yeah.
Us journalists are the worst. No. Keep standing near it. Keep standing near it. Prod it a bit. Yeah.
Can you make
a great shot?
Can you make its fangs go out?
It's lucky they were there because they helped me get the ambulance. So
don't give it to them. They were the ones making you have the photo, Justin.
But yeah, it's all part and parcel of when it comes to snakes. There's always that risk, but we try and stop it as much as we can. But it was just totally out of the blue. But yeah, I love snakes. I've been a snake catcher since 2008, so 14 years. So it's not too bad, one in that amount of time. So yeah. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah. Justin, can tiger snakes also swim?
Oh, they're great swimmers, mate.
That's so scary.
Oh, God.
We need to do tiger snake NATO.
What's the worst area for them, tiger snakes? Where do I need to not be?
So they're pretty – you can find them pretty much in all areas of Tassie.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Justin.
And they're quite common in – even see those areas where there's, quite a lot of people. So very close to population and houses and whatnot. So, yeah.
Going to the moon.
They're down there in my area. Justin, I need to know, after you got bitten, you said 4 days of intensive care. What's that What's that like for you? Are you conscious the whole time? Are you in pain? Do you feel
sick?
Well,
I lost consciousness pretty much straight away. It was probably within the first 30 to 45 seconds. Oh. And then I came to, which was really weird. And then I kept getting in trouble by the ambulance driver because I kept trying to organise someone to come and pick up the animals that were in my car.
Yeah.
I was just about to do reptile club, so I had to organise someone to do that. And I bandaged myself up quite quickly. So my first aid was actually stopped all the major symptoms that you normally get with snake bites. So, I didn't get any problems with my kidneys or my eyes, but I did have a bit of problem with blood clotting and whatnot. So I was bleeding in the mouth and the gums, and there was visible bleeding on the surface of the skin. Broken blood capillaries and whatnot. So, I lost my taste for about 4 months too. So that was really weird.
Wow.
So I couldn't taste anything for about 3 to 4 months. Everything just tasted like it was metallic. So it's a fairly common thing with snake bite. So it's probably one of the worst things about it, actually, to tell you the truth.
I've got one more question for Justin.
Do
tiger snakes make your blood coagulate?
They've got sort of quite a few different toxins, but they do it very mildly.
Okay.
But not as bad as some of the other snakes, but it's more of a neurotoxin, so it pretty much shuts your body down from, it pretty much does to you what it does to its mouse or rat, so it shuts down all your organs and,
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible stuff. Thank you, Justin. Really appreciate it.
What about Mick? Are you there, Mick?
Yeah, how you going?
Mm. Yeah, very well. Welcome. Have you been bitten by a snake or you just seen one?
No. Very serious topic by the sounds of things. It's but I was rustling through my pocket the other day, and I come across an 8-inch one-eyed purple-headed.
Eight-inch, Mick.
Purple-headed is a lot for me.
No, isn't it? Should we get Justin back on to get his assessment on it? Don't bite him.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and thank you for being with us for your Thursday afternoon.
I like what you've done there.
We're going to... fire off the opener or?
No, we just spoke about that.
Yeah, just fire it off.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No,
thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, that makes me so cross. When there's something in your
life that you really like, you say thank you.
Thank you.
But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say no thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you. Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
I would like to kick off by saying no.
Oh my God, your head's going to explode.
Thank you.
That was an F, not a TH, in case you didn't catch it.
Toothpaste foobs.
Toothpaste tubes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Existing in their current form for as long as I've been alive. I don't know why. They just don't have a simple metal bar at the end that you can then roll up.
Just roll it up.
No.
You don't even need a metal bar.
No, I refuse.
Why?
Because.
Or you can buy those little things you put at the bottom of them and you go zoop up as you're using them.
I don't want to have to buy something extra. Just make your tube better.
Or just roll your tube up.
No, thank you.
Or, yeah, okay, it doesn't work.
No.
Say, so, or thank you.
Is there anything you want to say thank you to or no thank you to? Give us a call, 13 10 60. We'll take them next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Lizzo, To Be Loved for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy and we're doing this.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, thanks. So cross.
When there's something in your life that you really like, you say thank you.
Thank you.
But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say no thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you. Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
Barb, how are you feeling about... Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh.
Oh, Barb's my God. Here. What's going to happen, Barb?
Hi, guys. I got a great job offer. Mm-hmm. I got asked to do all this online training.
Yeah.
I did it all. Sounds I was ready to start the job for Monday.
Awesome, Barb.
Guess what happened Tuesday morning?
I don't want to hear it.
What happened?
No, me either.
What
Not
happened?
Again.
But tell me.
They rang me and they said, we're so sorry. We're the job offer's gone. It's gone.
But you've done,
I don't know what happened.
But Barb, you've done all the training.
Oh, my God. I know.
Oh, my God.
What do you want to say to them, Barb? What do you want to say to them?
No, thank you.
Oh, no.
We can't do it.
You haven't
Barb,
done all the training, Barb.
Oh, no. Oh, Barb. You get the thing with I like
I like.
Have you got a job,
like
guys?
I like Barb.
So we do have a job for you, Barb.
There's a little job. Yeah. It's a tiny job, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's one you should have done right the first time, actually.
don't kick your washers down.
I'm not trying to. I love you, Barb.
Yeah, I
but
do too.
You have missed the most important bit of this segment, and it really gets Carrie's guts going.
So, Barb, this segment is thank you or no. Thank you with an F, not a TH.
Yes, yes, and no. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Great, Barb. We're back in the game.
Yay.
Reinstated.
Ready. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barb. G'day, Georgia.
Hi, guys.
What do you want to say?
I want to say a big no thank you to the person that tried to break into our house at 7:30 last night while we were putting our kids to bed.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that must have been terrifying. What does that mean?
Well, they rang the doorbell and I didn't get there in time, so they were obviously sussing out if we were home or not.
Yeah.
And then about 20 minutes later, we could hear a jingling at the door and my husband muted the TV. We open the hallway door and there's a shadow at the door and they're trying to get in.
Oh, my God,
what
Georgia.
Did you do, Georgia?
Oh, my husband opened the door and scared him off and he ran out. But a nice neighbour chased him down the road on his push bike. But they ran off. They jumped in a car and drove off too.
So you're saying a no thank you to the burglar, but you're saying a thank you to your neighbour.
It's a bit of both, isn't it? Yes. Yeah.
But what if they're in cahoots?
I don't think so.
This
is a lot heavier call than we're used to in this segment.
But I think it's safe to say that we are saying as a show, a collective, no thank you
to burglary.
To home invasion.
Yes. Good on you, Georgia. I'm glad you're all safe.
Sure enough about it.
And hopefully you're not too
Georgia.
Rattled, Georgia.
Good on you, Georgia. Because who have you got next?
We've got little Ava. Hey, Ava.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are you? Oh my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
No thank you to Chupa Chups because they're hard to open.
They are hard to open. Ava, I agree they are hard to open. And I know, how old are you, Ava?
8.
Boy, have I got a fact that you'll love. Did you know Salvador Dali designed the Chupa Chup logo?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah, so that I'd like to say thank you to Salvador Dali.
I need to apologise for saying thank you before.
Yes, yes, oh, yes. Done. Ava, thank you.
Thank you.
I can't correct
her. She said thank you, yes, TH. She did. But I, to be fair, I did too.
Yes.
So I confused her. It's my fault.
You are the young minds.
I own segment.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you the have. TH.
G'day, Julie.
Hi, I'm just ringing to say thank you to my fiance who's telling me he wants to postpone the wedding but really doesn't want to get married at all and is just using it as a tactic. So, no thank you.
Who would have thought we could get heavier than home invasions? But here we are.
Oh, Julie, I have
are you gonna,
so many. Oh, my God. Oh,
are you gonna leave, Julie, or what are you going to do?
Well, I just think you've only got one chance to marry, and if you're going to think you're going to do it again later on, no, thank you.
Can you say it again? Can you say, I think you've only got one chance to marry?
No, he only has one chance. That's it.
Well.
Done.
Yeah, well, ditch him, Jules.
No other chance to marry this girl. No, thank you.
Hang on, is this girl you?
Me.
Yeah, that's sorry, me. I got
this
big
girl.
Yeah,
this girl.
Sorry.
This okay. Chick.
Okay.
This chick.
Give us a big no. Thank you with an F, Julie.
No, thank you.
Good on you, Jules.
Thanks, Julie. Good luck with everything.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Salt and pepper. That is Shoop for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie
Bickmore.
I want to say
thank you to Salt and Pepper. What a tune.
A tune. Let's do a bit more of this.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No.
Thank you. No. Thank you.
Oh, that makes me so cross. When there's something in your life that you really like, you say thank you. Thank you. But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say no thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you.
Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
Carrie, what do you got?
So mine's not interesting.
Well, then let's go to
for
mine.
Radio. But it's a real thank you.
Who do you want to say thank you?
I want to say thank you to low power mode on my phone because I went to bed last night and I got into bed. And you know, by the time you've gotten into bed, all the stuff you have to do, putting the kids to bed and cleaning up and
amen.
You
know,
pardon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen, yes. Yeah. And then by the time you get in there, I don't want to get out again. And then I realized I didn't have my charger at work and I hadn't brought it home. It's like, so I put my phone into low power mode and I got through the entire night on 10%.
Wow.
Thank you. I woke up this morning and when I saw that it still had power, oh, the joy that ran through me.
Could
small
we,
little joys so in my life.
This is the difference. You are a ray of optimism because I would have used the same opportunity to say no thank you to being up to the iPhone 27 and a half or wherever
we are
and not having enough power to get us through 24 hours.
No, I'm a glass half full kind of girl.
Jesse boy, what do you got?
No thank you to mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Are they already here?
Yeah, I left the door open for, I reckon, 5 minutes last night and the whole apartment was full of mosquitoes.
Yes.
I was like, how did this happen so quickly?
Yes. And also malaria.
Yeah.
Not
no,
great.
Thank
and
you to malaria.
They're actually solely responsible.
Yeah.
I know. I love that question, which animal kills the most people in the world? The mosquito.
Are they an insect?
That's what, on a quiz question, I got it right once.
Insects aren't animals.
I don't get them right very often, so I've remembered that fact.
Why is an insect an animal?
Humans are animals as well.
Yeah, humans are animals, yes.
Well,
but why?
Well, anything that's but, living that's not a plant but then, is an animal.
It comes under the banner.
But then what's an insect? Why do we have
it's
a separate thing?
It's a subset of animals, just
like I think Alzheimer's is a subset of dementia.
No, isn't it the other way around?
Or is dementia a subset of Alzheimer's?
I don't know.
Certainly cleared this up.
A mosquito is an insect which is part of the animal kingdom. There you go. That's what our producers have said. Anyway,
thank
it's
you,
the
producers.
Animal that kills the most people.
So, okay, I don't agree with that, by the way.
My fact.
That fact's wrong.
Fact.
It's not.
Fact.
I won at a quiz night. It was the one. Give me the one question I got right.
Yeah, she's not very good at that.
No, you both told me. I get it.
Sorry. You
no thank you to you and your attitude about my quiz skills.
But you've got that one, so... Well,
not according to you.
Yeah, I did. Yep, but you have it, though.
Okay.
It's good.
I'm going to Google it while you give us some...
No, Sammy just Googled it.
Well, then why don't you believe it?
Because I reckon Google's wrong. Hey, there's something I want to say no thank you to, just quickly. It's Sunny's inability to, when they're on your neck, like on your T-shirt, their inability to stay there. And so when you bend over to pick something up, they always fall off.
Why don't you put them on your head?
No thank you.
Why?
I don't know.
That's where that's where they are happiest.
On my head?
At all times, either up or down.
No, thank you. No, I'm going to wear them around my neck like a cricket player on the back of my neck. Yeah.
Jesse, what do you want to say? Thank you or no thank you?
No, that was just mosquitoes, mate.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
I've got one more. Little Ava that called in before, she got me on to think about Chopper Chops, and I thought Chopper Chops are a great candy, albeit too hard to open.
How are you saying them?
Yeah. Chopper Chops.
Chopper Chops, not Chopper Chops.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the meat flavoured ones.
Chopper Chops.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Be Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And coming up next, I am bringing back something iconic because what do you think it could be? Food. What's the iconic food that I'd be bringing back?
Oh, my God, I love a freezer.
Oh, sorry?
A freezer.
What's a freezer?
You know, one of those. You would know, one of those triangle frozen things.
Oh, they were called Sunny Boys in my part of the world.
Not where I'm from. They were freezers. Anyway.
Jesse, you're
from the same part. Did you ever have a freezer in WA?
What's a freezer?
A freezer. Like a triangular, that was like my childhood, a triangular icy pole.
Like an icy pole.
And you cut off the corner or along the top. Yes.
And then so often they were the cause of heartbreak because you would squeeze it to get it out and then often it would just go punk out and onto the ground.
Anyway, you're not bringing them back?
Ooh, you'll have to see next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Woo! Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. After 5 o'clock, how you can win yourself a trip to New Zealand, guys.
Yes, but Bickers. I watched Jerry Springer the other night, right?
Is it still on?
Online, yes.
Oh, you watched old Jerry Springers.
Yeah, sorry, not a new Jerry Springer.
I was going to say, it's been going a long time.
And I tell you what, I reckon almost everything that happened in the episode, I was like, I don't think this could be on TV now.
How old's Jerry now?
I think Jerry's probably dead, but let's do a quick check on that.
No, Jerry's alive. I've not heard of Jerry dying.
Okay. And I thought, God, they just don't make entertainment like that anymore. Hey, just say it, bro.
78. Oh, he's got years.
They don't make TV like it.
No. Take me back, because I never really watched it. My mum didn't like me watching it.
This is excellent, because this is exactly what I want to do. Because if we tried to do that show, we would be cancelled.
Oh.
But if we just played bits from his show, I feel like that's okay.
Carrie and Tommy's Jerry Springer Revisited.
What was happening at the beginning of that? Was that you just opening?
That was me putting a tape in.
Oh.
Yes. I don't know why you just watch me do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I know you shut your eyes when we play audio, but sometimes just watch what I'm doing with my hands. Yeah. Do you remember Steve as well, the security guard? A very prominent member. No? Did you ever watch it?
Oh, I remember what Jerry looked like, and I remember the Jerry, but I never watched it.
So you don't remember Jerry's final thought?
I was more a Dr. Phil kind of girl.
Dr. Phil?
No. Because my mum was all about improving relationships, not breaking them down.
You reckon Dr. Phil's improved stuff in his time?
Back then he was improving, I think.
I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway.
We're doing Springer, not Phil.
Yes, we are. I want to introduce you to Antoine, right? This episode is about Antoine and his mother. Now,
How old's Antoine? Like a guy in his 20s kind of thing?
Yep.
Sure. But like a kid or an adult?
No, he's a man.
You said, and his mother. So I thought maybe he was a kid.
Yeah, no, but I'm an adult.
God,
I have a mum.
We need to go on Jerry. Yeah, sure. Okay, yes.
You'd start a scrag fight and I'd try and pull your extensions out and then they'd be like, Steve.
Okay, so Antoine's there with his mother.
Yes, he is. And this is what happened to Antoine.
My mother got back to the house, to the trailer park that we live at, and she basically belittled me to neighbors and friends and basically everyone.
And what?
Belittling.
Also, most of the people on the show do live out of trailer park. Is an important part to know of this, so that is not exceptional in itself. What would you do if you're Antoine and you're an adult and your mother has belittled you in front of everybody at the trailer park?
I would probably just ignore her and go into my trailer and shut the door.
Well, that's not what Antoine did. Have a guess.
He did something violent?
No.
Oh, yell.
He did something sexual.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Antoine?
Yes.
Why?
Yes, he did.
Why did he do something sexual?
Not with his mother.
Oh.
Yes, no, not with his mother.
Oh, like he did something to another woman in front of his mother?
No, not another woman.
Okay, you're making me say things out loud.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah. He started doing to himself in front of his mother. What? No. Stop making me say things I'm going to regret.
Also, it's amazing to see the options you go to if you get belittled in front of a trailer park full of people. We know what Carrie's doing. Jesse, what do you think, Antoine?
Did he hook up with the mum's partner?
Yes, the mum's boyfriend, Bud, which is short for Budweiser, which is his name.
Antoine and Bud started kissing, or did they start doing the do?
No, they started doing the do. How long? Once you've been belittled in front of a trail park, how long do you go hammer and tong?
Don't make me do this again.
How many buds do you have?
How long?
10 minutes.
Not one session.
What do you mean?
I mean, for how long do you have an affair with him?
Oh, I thought you meant in front of the trailer. He went and grabbed the mum's partner and started doing the do. You mean in life he just went behind the mum's back and started having an affair with her partner?
For how long?
For a year.
How long has she been going with a boyfriend?
8 years, I believe.
Eight years?
Oh.
I've got that confused. They were together for 8 years.
Who were together for eight years?
The mum and the boyfriend.
Oh, my God, this is so confusing.
I know. I also didn't watch this episode, so it has been made extra hard.
When you bring your first-time segment.
I watched, we couldn't do
it. Why? Because it was too hectic.
It just had nothing we could talk about on this show.
Okay, so anyway, how long did he get together with the partner for? A couple of years.
Yeah, let's say that. Yep. That's fantastic.
And then what happened?
The mum cracked it.
I have done everything for you. I sent you through college. I drove an hour one way just to get you back and forth to college 5 days a week.
And what do you think was the end result?
I'm so scared. The end result. What does Jerry do? What's he trying to, like, do you mean the end result?
TV.
I mean, what's the outcome options for these people?
Did they move away together?
A multiple choice.
Bud and the son together?
No, Bud and the son are not together, but that is a fantastic guess.
Give me multiple choice.
So Bud wanted to get back with Antoine's mother. She said no. And then this is when it got hectic, right? And the audio gets too confusing at this point. Antoine's brother-in-law came out, also slept with, to reveal that Antoine's sister dumped the brother-in-law.
Okay, Antoine's sister. Antoine slept with his sister's partner as well as his mum's partner. Yes. And now the sister's gone.
Yes, and then Antoine said, why don't we hook up? To the brother-in-law.
I thought you said he had hooked up.
No, but why don't we get together? And the brother-in-law said, no thanks, and Antoine left on his own. That was the first ever edition of...
And last.
And Tommy's Jerry Springer Revisited.
Was that you taking the tape back out then?
I just put another tape in. I'm going to break the VCR. I keep just piling them in.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little coming up after 5 o'clock. We'll let you know how you can win a trip to New Zealand, guys.
There's never been a clearer example of how different our Instagram algorithms are, yours and mine, than the news that's out today. So what news did you get about Jennifer Aniston today on your feed?
I just scrolled. I didn't click on the link, but I just scrolled past it.
So you don't have to get defensive. I did not, Your Honour.
Because you said to me, did you hear about Jennifer Aniston? And I said, yes, but I was surprised that you were talking about it because the headline that scrolled past in my feed was Jennifer Aniston's nipples on show on cover.
Her wearing an itty-bitty, teeny-weeny black bikini is what you got in your feed. Mm. What I got is a woman sharing her struggles with trying to fall pregnant whole lot of women saying, yes, you are my hero and thanks for finally speaking out about it. So we should spend some time in each other's algorithms for a while and see how that enriches us.
Is this the nipple woman?
That's the nipple woman.
Okay, sorry.
That there on the cover of Allure magazine is Jennifer Aniston looking freaking amazing.
I didn't even see the picture.
What do you mean you didn't see the picture?
Because it was clickbait on mine. Like it was
on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Instagram is only pictures. What do you mean?
No, because it was a link to saying follow the
What was the
link.
Image of?
It was like her, that face in that picture, but saying just Jennifer Aniston's nipples follow the quip. It was that face, that woman's face.
So it is amazing. So for years and years and years, there's been articles on the front page of every magazine around the world saying that, you know, everything from Jennifer Aniston too selfish to have kids, and Jennifer Aniston too heartbroken to have kids, yes, and Jennifer Aniston too old to have kids. The poor thing has had to read about herself for a good 20 years and why she has not had children. And she's come out and finally opened up about what's been going on in her life. And she said that she has shared nothing up until now because she felt very protective of these parts of her life, because she said, there's so little that I get to keep to myself. I wanted to keep this little part to myself. And she said, but finally, after years of speculation, I just want to tell the truth. And she said, the actual fact is, when you read all those articles saying that I was too selfish, too heartbroken to have kids, I was trying to get pregnant and I couldn't. And she said she was doing everything. She was going through IVF, drinking Chinese teas, everything. She said, I was throwing everything I had at it, and I would have given anything if someone had just said to me, freeze your eggs, do yourself a favour and freeze your eggs. But no one ever said it to me. And she said, and now the ship has sailed. And it just made me think of, I mean, we all do it. We've all been in that situation where we've had articles written about ourselves. Well, not everybody, but obviously people in the public eye. But we've also read those articles and come to our own assumptions about people that are just so far from the truth.
Because I'm now confused at what I'm looking at. So is she pregnant or is she not?
No, she's not.
Oh, then this makes it. No, because I got sent from a friend who works in media, and she said, how gross is this? And she sent me a collage of all the Jen headlines
over the years.
Yes. But they all say, so this is literally them. These are front page of
like
gossip
People magazine.
Pregnant and alone. Jen twins. Jen's pregnant. Oh my baby God. Is a miracle. I'll raise this baby alone. Jen's big secret pregnant. Pregnant at 40. Jen,
oh my God,
I'm
it's
pregnant
making
with twins.
Me cry. That's the
yes,
most horrible
I'm pregnant with
thing.
Twins. Jen, pregnant bride. A baby for Jen. Jen's finally pregnant. And so I assumed from that.
The last one was right.
Yes.
She said she's not. The ship sailed. But she said not to feel sad for her. She said, I'm so happy the way I am. She said, I'm actually happy now to know that the pressure is off, because there's no more can I, there's no more maybes. I can't anymore, and I'm okay with that. But I just think it's a nice little lesson for all of us to not believe any of the bullshit that you read on the front page of any of those magazines.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and it's time to do this.
Carrie and Tommy are headed to Aotearoa, New Zealand. And you could come on a fully Sikh adventure with us.
New Zealand, when a trip you can come and you will see how far you go. Come join our show. We're on the way to a land fully Sikh with Kerry and Tommy. And we don't know how far we'll go.
Kerry and Tommy's fully Sikh trip to New Zealand. Aotearoa.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Coromandel Bickers.
Oh, one of the most beautiful areas on the North Island.
Pristine beaches, misty forests and a laid-back vibe.
What about, though, the little pools you can create on the beach?
Oh, I'm up for all of it.
It's got the natural springs there, and you go down and then you dig a little hole and you sit in there, and it's like your own little private warm bath.
Yep, and then you can go fishing, diving,
just watch the
hiking.
Waves rolling. Oh.
Okay, we're just sitting, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can dive, but I'm going to see it.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my little pool.
Yep.
Anyway, if you want to come to New Zealand, how do you do it?
Head to carrieandtommy.com.au. It's an amazing trip worth up to 15 grand.
Ooh.
Just register, because we're giving away very soon.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Now, on the weekend, I did an escape room, and it was relatively uneventful compared to what happened in an escape room at the weekend that I just read about. And I'm going to tell you what went down next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Good Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I'm going to tell you what happened in the escape room in just a second.
Oh.
But if you and your partner have been going, how many times a week should we be getting jiggy with it?
Yeah.
And you're arguing over it. I have the science for you. The science is in. A whole lot of scientists got together to work out what is the correct amount of time.
I can't believe I've already got a question about it, because knowing the week that I've had with the questions about the female anatomy, but I have a question about what's considered a time.
What do you mean?
So
I just think you need to go.
Is one session, however long that may be, a time, or is times, can you have No, four times no, in the how one many session.
Different? No, I think times is a separate session. Like as in,
so if we go for 6 hours,
yep.
that's once.
That's one session, according to
hands good to know to
Jake
on.
Maddock. From Brisbane, Australia.
If anyone
Jake,
knows.
Jake knows.
Maddie
boy.
Jakey. Mad.
Oh, he's not a scientist. Sorry, he's a relationship guru.
No, I went heavy on the scientific expertise, didn't you?
I thought it said a whole, there's a whole, or he says he's, there's a whole bunch of science behind this.
Yeah, good.
You know what a, and you know what a guru means? That's just a man in a sarong.
Well, do you want to know what the man in the sarong says?
Yes.
He says 3 times a week for women helps with their physical and mental health. I guess it's weird if I'm going to say that different amount of time.
But men need men. Six.
2 to 3 times a week for men, and it's to do with the hormone regulation, mental health and physical health for men too. It's actually not actually about the intimacy. It's about what it does for your mind and body.
That's surely that is intimacy. What do you mean?
Well, like, sorry, it's not about, he's not talking about the connection of your relationship.
If it wasn't
he's
good
saying
for...
physically for a woman having...
Yeah, but then if it's not about intimacy, just do it yourself.
I think that's what he's saying. 3 or 4, 3 times a week for a woman to have a, yeah, is really good for their physical health.
Three times a week. Oh, yes. That's what. What do you do
that's
with
what
the
our
rest?
Gurus,
what do you do with the rest
our guru
of your week?
Says, good on you, Jake. Can we talk about escape rooms for a second?
Yes.
So I went to one on the weekend.
They're the worst.
Well, we had a very interesting, I'd never been to one before, and Chris and I went, and we went, and you go into this, do you all know what an escape room is? I don't need to tell you.
Do I do. It's a
room
good way
you're trying to escape
good,
from.
It's a good way to ruin a night out.
No, we went in there and.
They suck, mate.
No, it was good. It was great because you had to use your mind. You have to work together to try and sort out codes. There were so many locks.
They're just arguments. They're arguments in a room you can't get out of.
And then you get one lock open, you're like, yes. And then you're like, oh my God, there's another 10.
Yeah.
All while everybody's watching you on CCTV. Yes. So they tell you before you get in there, no funny business because we can watch you at all times. And when you get stuck, you just look up at the CCTV and you've got a walkie-talkie and you say, I need some help.
And you say, but Mr. Maddock told me I have to.
And then, well, you should see what went down at this escape room in Tambov, Russia. So, oh my God. There was a couple in there and some of the things they do when you're in there is they try and shock you. Right? Like they go, ooh, over the loudspeaker.
Sorry, you got to warn me before you do that. That shocked me to the core.
Well, they jump scare you. And this woman working at the experience ran into the room to scare the family that were in there. And the guy turned around and he was so startled by her that he whopped her, whopped her in the head.
He whopped her.
Whopped her.
I did not know you were the one that did the sound effects on Batman back in the day.
Yeah, have a look at the vision. Look at the vision.
Okay.
She runs in and he goes, oh, and then attacks her. She falls to the ground. She's
so
doing
good.
Her day job at the escape room.
Oh my God. He didn't whop her. He picked her up and threw her head first into the door.
By accident, whopped her. Anyway, she said that she doesn't want charges to be laid. Police are investigating because she said, you know, it was her fault for running into the escape room.
But what did he think? Surely you don't be like someone's robbing us in an escape room.
No, I think you're just so on edge. Like you're so on
edge.
Mate,
he runs towards her.
Yes, because he thought it was part of the whole thing, you know?
To beat someone up.
Okay. I'm not defending you. I'm just saying
that like
it
you
felt
really
I
are.
Was scared when I was in there. And if anyone had run in, oh, watch out, my roundhouse.
Was that a whopping? Move?
Roundhouse?
Would you
walk
them two to three times a week?
I'm sure I did the roundhouse in Taibo.
Do you want a very quick...
No, we don't have time.
Okay, see ya.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give a great gift from Chemist Warehouse? Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.